first ever ring football game here at Verizon Center, Watermelon Sports. And I think, you know, we delivered what we've been, what our message has been. It's a, you know, a community, family, fast-paced, high scoring, a lot of action, game change, a different type of football, but it's pretty good form of entertainment. I think our guys did a good job tonight in presenting that. So very proud of the group, not just our players, but our Monumental staff for allowing this to happen. Operations was great. We had a big fan base tonight. Loud, a lot of electricity in the building. Our players play, you know, it's 21-man roster, 8-on-8 football. And you can see how the game gets longer and longer. You know, we had a couple of injuries, and you can see the toughness of our guys and what they bring to this community. So we're very proud to be here with the Washington Valor, myself, and on behalf of all the front office folks and ownership. Again, thank you all for being here, and hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, Russell, the Washington Post. You've been in a lot of arenas. You've coached in a lot of places. How did this environment tonight compare? Was it a little bit of a surprise to you?
I wasn't surprised. We've been doing this. It's been almost a year since I've been here, and this was our plan to come out the gate and present a product, what this league can be, and you know we're the model. Tell you what, this was playoff atmosphere in our league. It was right out the gate. It was pretty exciting.
Coach, Brandon Williams from the BGR Sports Network. Was the game plan so focused around Mike Washington tonight, or was it more so of a collective group effort from the
team? Yeah, no, it's always a group. So we only have three receivers, and then we have one extra four. So, and it really it's all based off what the coverage is on defense. And they chose to play a lot of man coverage tonight. And Mike's a special player, and you try to match up one-on-one with him, it's really hard. So, you know, we just took advantage of it, and Eric had some nice, you know, pinpoint throws to him. They both had a big night, but I thought collectively the whole group played well on offense.
Coach, Joe Azer, DTC. Got a question for you. Second half, Baltimore crept back into the game. What happened?
It's arena football, man. Good question. I was asked the same thing, right? But it's arena football. So, you know, we came out and our kick didn't go the way we planned coming out, and that set the tone for them to get a quick score. And, you know, we kind of deflated. We had a guy get hurt at halftime. He was a special team player and a defense player. We were down guy, and they got a little momentum. They made some plays. They had a goal line stand there. We were going in, pretty much iced the game, and they stripped the ball in return for – they made some plays. So I think some of that, you know, had to do with them. There's a lot of credit to them. Some of us, you know, we're down inside the goal line or inside 10 twice there in the third quarter. We only came away 3 points. So we got to get better at that. But you got to give Baltimore a lot of credit, too. They played a really good second half.
Coach, any updates on injuries? I know a couple guys went down.
Yeah, you know, I think J.R. Collins, 42, he at halftime, doctors ruled him out. I'm not sure exactly the extent of the injury. A couple guys left the game during the game. Mm-hmm. I'll get the full medical report from our trainer. Number 10, Terry Smith, he missed a quarter, or pretty much one of the last major minutes of the second half somewhere. I wouldn't say whole quarter, but he returned the game. So mm-hmm. I have him not up to date right now. Okay. Full injury. I know JR was out, though, at halftime.
Okay.
Good. Thanks, guys. Hopefully see you next time.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Players are available on the field.